Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagain, and I'll be your host for today's program, Squeezing the Electrons In, Batteries Don't Follow Moore's Law, part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss battery technology is Duncan Stewart. Duncan is director of Deloitte Canada Research and co-author of TMT Predictions. Duncan, welcome to Deloitte Global Insights.
Great to be here today.
Duncan, what exactly is Moore's Law, and tell us how that relates to batteries?
Well, let's start off with Moore's Law. Going back an awfully long time now, a guy named Gordon Moore said that every 18 to 24 months, the number of transistors we'd be able to put on a chip would double. And that has meant that over the last 40 years, and this law has held true remarkably consistently. For years, people have been predicting that it's going to break, and year after year, they keep cranking those transistors out. Now, that ability to jam ever more transistors in ever smaller spaces has meant that a lot of technologies basically get much, much faster, much, much smaller, or much cheaper quite rapidly. And when we look at the world of technology, people have an expectation that this year's model is going to be superseded a year and a half or 2 years from now by something that's twice as fast or half the price. The only problem is that only applies to Moore's Law. So when you ask, what is Moore's Law and how does it relate to batteries, the answer is, it doesn't. The technologies that go into making better batteries have nothing to do with etching smaller and smaller transistors in silicon. Instead, battery technology usually relies on material science and physics and chemistry. And the problem with all of those is that although year by year scientists spend billions of dollars researching and trying to come up with better technologies, better chemistries, that rate of improvement that we see out of those sciences is much, much slower than you would ever get from Moore's Law. So while Moore's Law doubles every year and a half or 2 years, these other ones grow at low single digits year over year. Now, over 5 or 10 years, that means that batteries or any other materials or physics science does improve, but it doesn't improve at the kind of rate that we're used to in other forms of semiconductor-driven technology.
And I believe I read somewhere that you were predicting a 5% increase in battery technology advances. And given that increase, where do you see those improvements coming in 2011?
Well, there's a bunch of different things you can do. You can play around with the chemicals. You can pair the current dominant battery technology that most people are looking at is lithium. And you can pair lithium with other compounds, titanium and carbonate and stuff like that, phosphates. You can change the electrolyte. But the problem is that, broadly speaking, even if you do all of that, on the various envelopes, the cost of the battery, how quickly it charges and recharges, how long it holds its charge for, how many cycles you can go through, none of those tend to move very much. So it's not a happy prediction that we're making this year, but probably the way to think about it is that at the end of 2011, the batteries we're going to be able to work with are going to look an awful lot like the batteries we started the year. There's not going to be any, unfortunately, it doesn't look like there's going to be any huge gain or any quantum leap forward.
Well, what about other technologies? What role do they play in this sphere, and are there other options?
There are some other technologies that people are looking at. There are ultracapacitors that are being looked at. Entirely novel chemistries are being kicked around. The only problem, Holly, is that the battery industry, not only does it proceed slowly because it's working in the realm of chemistry rather than semiconductors, the other thing is that when people buy batteries, they have certain expectations of them. It depends kind of what application you're using them for. In a computer, though, I mean, you expect to be able to charge and discharge your computer over and over and over again. in the automotive sector or transportation or any of the industrial utility applications for batteries, there the challenge you have is that you expect them to have very long lives. You don't want to put a battery in and then replace it sort of 6 months from now. So one of the challenges is that, for example, I'll use the automotive industry. When you are testing a battery in that industry, you expect it to have a 10-year life. So even if somebody came up with an entirely new technology, the problem is that it would still be 5 to 10 years before we were able to put that into the utility market or the transportation market. So it's a very long path to approval of testing. I guess the joke I always make about it, Holly, is that there's a real problem when you're trying to do a 10-year reliability test. It takes 10 years to do the test. There are no shortcuts that allow you to do that in a much shorter period of time.
So I guess we're saying it's back to the future in the case of batteries, right?
I think so. The other probable point that I might want to make is that because it's so hard to improve the ability of batteries to store electrons, one of the areas that in Deloitte we think is probably more interesting is, instead of trying to make batteries move faster, really, than they're capable of, why not look at maybe better design and use Moore's Law, where you do have that doubling every 18 to 24 months, use that to your benefit. The secret to maybe making a device that lasts 20 hours instead of 10 hours isn't a better battery. It's a more efficient chip at the heart of the device.
Got it. Okay. Well, that makes sense. And Duncan, I want to thank you for sharing your insights today.
Thanks for having me on.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, a program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.